Hey boys, I'm back. To quote the first Independence Day. Well, it's August 7th. It's Friday. It's TGIF. All of you heckin' heckers out there. Well, I guess I've had enough time to chew on everything going on. It all seems to happen so quickly. We're now currently like 100 days into 14 days to slow the spread. First couple of weeks, maybe month and a half, it was all the deaths from the Wuhan flu. And now since there isn't this apocalyptic nature of people dying and dropping like flies everywhere. Now it's, look at all the cases. Like we're all supposed to get on our knees and start grinding our kneecaps across the cement just because there's all these people who are allegedly sick. And I say allegedly because test isn't perfect, guys. But my original motivation for popping on here after such a long sabbatical was, I mentioned it before, but some of the things I say in the past and think in the past become evergreen, meaning they're more true later than I even realized, even though they were true when I said them. And one of those things is this communistic, fascistic nature of all of this. I mentioned in a past episode that, you know, the government, businesses are failing, so the government, or at least the Federal Reserve, is printing money and propping up their favorite businesses. Well, that's government control of a business. And if you look at some of the stocks of these companies, man, they're just off the chain. Amazon's the highest it's ever been, or recently reached its height. And so is Apple. And if you just use your brain for 2 seconds, all these mom and pop shops are closed down. They have to abide by all these strict rules. They don't get bailouts. The people individually who run these places get a meager bailout, but you know, Amazon and Apple and other companies get these billions of dollars from this private bank. That's literal communism or fascism. Government state control of business, and pretty soon these are going to be the only businesses that supply everything we need. You know, so if your grocery store eventually shuts down, you know, the only thing left is going to be Walmart. And if they're the only thing left, I bet you you're going to wear a mask if you need to go in and get your food. If you don't use the drive-up version of it. And I bet you you'll get that vaccine if, you know, you want to eat. But it's just more apparent that this is a further mopping up of individual liberties in the West. And this flu season, man, the media is going to have a heyday, because all the regular deaths of flu, pneumonia, colds, man, it's just going to be hyped like no other, because just like all of you, or like most of you, I was pretty ignorant of how many people died of the flu every year. And I was surprised at some of the numbers. I was ignorant about how many people died from swine flu and SARS. But they've been prepping our brains for this since I can remember in freshman year of high school. I took a microbiology class and we talked about severe acute respiratory syndrome, you know, once a week, current events. And it was always this nebulous, ethereal thing that was never really going to affect my life. But it's pumped out there. And that information is pumped out and intended to be shared. So it pre-pumps your brain into accepting when a very similar thing comes along with an equal death, or even less, to just kind of go along like, oh yeah, I've heard of this before. Man, maybe this time we need to do something. But speaking of current events, Mayor of LA, some Italian last name that I cannot remember, is threatening to shut off people's electricity and their water if they want to host a group of people in their home. And I have a giant problem with that, because I have a First Amendment that guarantees that I can practice my religion of choice without government intrusion. Congress shall make no law inhibiting the free exercise thereof. And I have a commandment that I need to follow. It says I need to have a holy convocation on the Sabbath day. So there's two pieces of law, one going back 6,000 years, or I guess 4,500 years, and one going back to the founding of the country I live in. Two pieces of law that say I can meet with people. But here we have an outside force, an invisible enemy, as some people like to call it, threatening my liberty to do so. And then everything on top, all of the fraudulent numbers, the fraudulent cases, the reports of people being in line to get tested, filling out the forms, putting their phone number down, but it's taking too long, so they leave. And they get a text later saying, you tested positive for the Wuhan flu. The orders of, like in New York, of COVID patients to be sent to nursing homes, so there's a lot of people that die. And then the inventor of the test that they're using saying you can't use this test for this stuff. It's just, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I'm no exclusion to that rule. You know, we allow ourselves to get lazy with information, so we don't really know what's going on in all these nebulous fields, like the medical field or the scientific field, or, you know, there's all these things that are undefined. You know, in the vast majority of doctors, you know, not every doctor is even going to agree in their own practice, in their practice of medicine. It's just like lawyers, there's diversity. Some lawyers, for example, see the Constitution of the United States as a piece of paper that protects white property owners with their property, which would include their slaves. And they don't see it as a living document with basic principles that can be applied throughout all time, as humans' attitudes and minds change to certain ideas, like slavery. You know, they included the term all men, probably because they knew the term man and men was fairly nebulous. And at the time, sure, the average person maybe didn't think that a black person or a brown person was fully human, because there was that going around. But they leave that term nebulous because either foresight, knowing that one day people would, you know, assume that all humans were humans, and then that those rights could be applied to everybody who lived here, or whatever. But these nebulous fields where, you know, the new priest class of people in a white robe, which is called the white collared shirt that a doctor wears with a stethoscope around his neck. You know, that's just like a Catholic priest wearing a white robe, or a black shirt with a little white square. It's the exact same thing, and we're just supposed to trust these authoritarian figures because they have authority. And we're not, we can't question it. And if you question it, this Hunger Games society that we're coming into, you're just never going to be heard from. Your stuff's being banned off your phone now. Private messages, private messenger. Social media is now basically a Nazi group. Because they'll ban a black doctor from saying there's a cure to this virus just because at one time she personally talked about religious views, including demons. Even though in the scientific arena, every scientist will say they believe in aliens, but somehow she's bad. No one's ever seen either, but at least to my knowledge, but she's the bad one. Gotta ban her. But my biggest concern is just the printing of money, shelling it out in the billions to companies that do not need it, who already are wealthy, who already dominate and control, have monopolies on markets. And then these groups, you know, Apple and Amazon. Amazon will ban books that talk about certain things. It won't sell them. Apple will ban certain apps for people talking about things they don't want to talk about. So it's almost like our new governing structure isn't a set of principles that limits power, but a technological government. Some call it a technocracy. You can find that term way back in the 30s, a lot in the 60s and 70s, by people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote the book The Technotronic Era, and I read that book. He talked about the internet in the 70s. It's because they already had it. They just needed the time to roll it out. But yeah, the new governing structure is technological. Right now I'm driving by cornfields. They look lush, they look green, they look good, but those are alien seed. It's been technologically manipulated. I'm talking on a phone, recording this through the internet. We're bound by rules that we have no control over. And it's all technologically based. So in a way, it's like the Matrix. We're not physically jacked in through some device into our skull, so we get lost into a digital world. But we are jacked in to a digital world. Everything's digital. Everything's electricity and technology. And it looks like, for all intent and purposes, the old way of governing things is now all vestigial. It's a vestigial organ of what used to be. And there's pockets of where most of it still applies, and then there's pockets where almost all of it's gone. Compare LA to, let's say, a small town in the Midwest. They're gonna mop those places up last because there's not a lot of people, but yeah, worldwide communism modeled after China, which was the admission by the Rockefeller Foundation. The Chinese century is what they called it, right after Mao killed somewhere between 80 to 120 million of his own people. No one's really clear on the numbers. And I can foresee a time where you're not going to want to take your cell phone with you everywhere. Number one, the radiation that comes off that sucker is frying your testicles, and you're leaving it in your pocket. You can look that up. And number two, contact tracing. It's gonna track where you go all the time. If you come in close contact to somebody who's in a database who had this virus or not, you're gonna be immediately guilty and have to go 14 days and not work and barricade yourself in your house. And they're gonna make you do it. They're gonna come arrest you. they're going to violate, you know, 6 feet. If you're not wearing a mask, you know, they won't care because they're not actually afraid of the virus. They're just, it's all power and control. And they're going to come arrest you if you got too close to somebody. It's all done through your phone. Some of these forms you got to fill out to go into a business. You have to put your phone number down and agree to contact tracing. So this is all just absolute madness. And I was thinking the other day too, we've all seen the movies that are pushing global warming. There's always some scientist who discovers there's an anomaly in space, or there's an anomaly in the ground, or there's an anomaly somewhere. And they've been sitting in a research facility for 20 years and it ends up being a mosquito in some amber. They're like, oh no, and they start freaking out, trying to notify government, notify people, and they're spazzing out to get you into the theater of the movie, and they're ignored, and it's horrible, and if you would have just listened to the scientists, la, 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 we wouldn't have an asteroid coming to the planet, or we wouldn't have these giant tidal waves, or we wouldn't have this gigantic earthquake. You know, these scientists are just losing their bloody minds. But we got Bill Gates, and he is calm, he is cool, he is collected, and he's wearing a pink sweater, man. Because he ain't afraid. If he was actually concerned, this so-called altruistic billionaire, he would be every time he's on a news conference, he'd be freaking out. He'd have a beard because he wouldn't have time to shave. He'd probably be smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, trying to figure out the best way to, you know, not have everybody die. But he ain't. He ain't doing that. He actually talked about the opposite. In a TED Talk, he talked about getting CO2 and or population down to pretty near zero. He's done campaigns of vaccination in third world countries, and his foundation openly talks about depopulating Africa. And he's got his token black woman, Oprah Winfrey, to kind of push that process along. So the guy that's worried about global warming and population rise is allegedly here to save people from dying from a virus. Riddle me that, Batman. It's because he isn't concerned. He isn't freaking out. If he was this altruistic billionaire scientist doctor, one of which he is, billionaire, he ain't altruistic. He ain't a scientist. He ain't a doctor. He would be displaying different behavior. He wouldn't be saying, I'll paraphrase the quote on the news. He wouldn't be saying, quote, this next virus will get people's attention, unquote, looking at his wife smiling like a creep. He wouldn't be doing that. He would be pleading on his knees, almost in tears, crying, just asking people to wear a mask and not a phony, you know, shirt sleeve you cut off an old t-shirt. But an N95. But he ain't. He ain't doing that. He's pumping out a vaccine of which he'll profit from. Him and his cronies. And he ain't a doctor. That should be the only thing you have to say. Bill Gates ain't a doctor. Mic drop. Later. Practicing medicine without a license. But he can just get away with that because Bill Gates is God. But yeah, those are my thoughts on everything here. It's August, and there were a few voices on the radio saying these lockdowns are never going to end. They're going to be rolling, just like the fake, phony rolling blackouts of electricity in Nigeria. They call it load shedding, where there's just this mysterious artificial scarcity of electricity, and you know they can just turn it on and turn it off whenever they want to control the population. These lockdowns and these rollouts and these mask mandates and blah, blah, blah. It's just a switch. They tighten the noose and then they loosen it. They tighten the noose and then they loosen it. It's just like a boa constrictor. It'll squeeze you, squeeze all the air out of you, and then relax a little bit so you can take a breath. Squeeze you more, squeeze you more, squeeze you more. Slowly, slowly, slowly. It's all a joke. It's all a scam. at least the response is a scam. People are going to die. I'm in a car right now. There's a 1% risk that I could die when I left my house today to go to work, a job I've been doing for 3 years. I've taken that 1% risk 900 and some odd times. But I have to wear a mask now, I guess.